Biblical Interpretations and Doctrinal Priorities by Peter Amsterdam.
Something I have been made keenly aware of while researching to write series on the Gospels and Epistles is the extent to which Christians have varying interpretations of Scripture. I consult about 50 books when researching for these series, and while these authors agree on much, they often have differing explanations. There are brilliant Christian authors, theologians, teachers, preachers, evangelists, and Bible commentators who are tops in their fields, who disagree with one another's interpretations on certain passages of Scripture. While they agree on the core beliefs of our Christian faith, they may have different outlooks on what this or that passage means. Thankfully, many Christians understand that everything in Scripture isn't mission critical to the fundamental message of the Bible. There are some things which are of lesser importance, and how you interpret these parts of Scripture has no effect on the fact that Jesus died for the sins of humanity, and that through his death, salvation is available to everyone who receives him as their Savior. While some Christian speakers spend time castigating other Christians with whom they disagree and teach others to do the same, for the most part, Christians today generally recognize that beyond the basic creeds that all Christians believe, there will be differing interpretations of some parts of Scripture, and that's okay. I have a Christian friend who believes in predestination. I disagree with him on this issue. I believe that individuals have been granted free will to make the choice of whether to accept or reject Jesus as their Savior. For his part, he believes that God has chosen those who will be saved, and those who have been chosen can't refuse, while those not chosen can't be saved. This is basic Reformed theology, and he has shown me from Scripture why he believes as he does, and likewise I have shown him from Scripture why I disagree. However, despite our differing theological views on this point, I consider him to be a dedicated Christian who loves the Lord, witnesses, and does his best to live according to God's Word. I think he feels the same way about me, so we simply agree to disagree on this one matter. Regardless of the differences in interpretation of Scripture, the fact remains that salvation comes through faith in Jesus. Our differing opinions of how to interpret certain Scriptures don't make a difference regarding the core of what we both understand, that those who believe in Jesus and receive him as their Savior will be saved. There are various other examples of points of doctrine which Christians differ on, such as whether you have to be baptized, and if you need to be baptized, do you have to be fully immersed or just have water sprinkled over your head? Does one become filled with the Holy Spirit upon getting saved, or only when one specifically prays to receive the Holy Spirit? There is the difference between cessationist and continuationist belief, with continuationists believing that all the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation, and the cessationists believing that the miraculous gifts, such as tongues, healing, prophecy, and miracles, have come to an end. Even among continuationists, there are disagreements, such as regarding the gift of healing. While continuationists believe that the gift of healing functions within Christianity today and that God miraculously heals, there is some difference in belief regarding whether God will miraculously heal in every instance. There are also differences between New and Old Earth creationist views as to the age of the earth and whether the days of creation in Genesis are literal 24-hour days or represent lengthy periods of time. Clearly, between Bible-believing, Jesus-loving Christians who are dedicated to the teachings of Scripture and faithful to the Great Commission, there are differences of opinion on some points of doctrine. In particular, there are differences of interpretations about specific points regarding the end time and how and when it will unfold. Ultimately, however, in the overall picture of living according to Jesus' teachings and following him and sharing the gospel message with others, I don't think that some of these details matter much. We cannot know for certain or be dogmatic about details regarding the timing of Jesus' second coming, the events surrounding it, and other details of the prophecies and how these will play out. What we know is that the Bible tells us that Jesus will return, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. The exact timing of when this will occur and the interpretation of how events will unfold are secondary to the biblical truth that Jesus will return. While we ourselves may or may not be alive to witness the events of the end time, we know that when our own life comes to an end, we will stand before the Lord and give account for how we lived. So while trying to understand biblical prophecies regarding the future, the Antichrist, Christ's return, the millennium, and the new heaven and earth can be intriguing and interesting, ultimately, that is secondary to fulfilling the Great Commission and doing our best to live our faith in our daily lives. We may feel strongly about a certain doctrine, as my Reformed friend does about predestination, or as I do against that doctrine. But if we were to speak negatively of each other because we don't agree on this point of doctrine, we would be acting in a very un-Christ-like manner. When such things happen, as we see too often on social media, it hurts the cause of Christ and is a poor example of Christianity to unbelievers. When we act in that way, it brings into question whether we are truly living in accordance with Christ's teachings. This is, of course, different from speaking up when someone is preaching outright false doctrine, though when it is necessary to speak up, this still should be done with gentleness and respect. In this case, I'm referring to positions regarding interpretations of passages in Scripture that are not core to Christianity, on which Christians may have differences of opinion. Dogmatism can breed intolerance and judgment, which are the opposite of Christlikeness, and can push people away rather than drawing them close. When we are dogmatic, it can lead to being critical of those who don't agree with us. It creates a them versus us scenario that can hurt the cause of Christ. When we find ourselves spending time in heated discussions of interpretations on issues that are not core to Christianity, it can distract us from the more important aspects of our faith, such as applying Jesus' teachings in our day-to-day lives or making our lives a living example of Christ to draw others to Him. It damages our testimony as Christians when we exhibit a lack of love and tolerance. As Christians, it's important for us to walk humbly, to realize that some of our personal beliefs will differ from those of other believers. As Christians, we believe the same things regarding the core of our faith, and we should show love and respect for those who may interpret some scriptures in a different way than we do. As the Apostle Paul wrote in the beautiful chapter in 1 Corinthians on love, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love."
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.